Hello everyone. Today we'll talk about methodologies for database troubleshooting and performance analysis. And we have a lot of material to go, so let's just get started. Now, as I talk to developers, I often hear what their performance are a very common cause of concerns. Database is blamed and actually is often responsible for downtimes and performance problems. And why is it the case? Well, I think first one is because database, we do not have a linear scalability. And in many cases, you cannot also easily scale them out, unlike application servers. For example, if you have a single PostgreSQL database and you need to handle 10x traffic, you can't just provide 10x instances. It doesn't work this way. Databases are also quite complicated beasts inside. And what is going on inside database and how they really work are often poorly understood by application development. Now, when I speak about the database, there are actually quite a lot of different tasks which relate to a database performance. That ranges from troubleshooting, capacity planning. You may be tasked with optimizing costs and efficiency. Even if your database performs well, it's maybe just cost too much. And dealing with change management, changes ranging from changes in your application to database needs to be changed, for example, because it is going end of life. Now, I think it's important to look at the two points of view at the databases. And one of those, if you think about the application developers, they often see the database as a black box. They're the view which is shared by database operations folks, DBAs, SREs, database DB